these horizontal commandments. So we have first the vertical commandments, and then next the horizontal commandments. And the order is absolutely intentional. And what I mean is the Lord started with the vertical commandments on purpose. And he did, first of all, because our relationship with him is to be the priority. Our relationship with the Lord is to take precedence over every human relationship. No person is to ever mean more to us than the Lord. But then also, because in order for our horizontal relationships to be right, our vertical relationship must first be right. And what I mean is that there is no way you can truly be right with people without first being truly right with the Lord. So there's no doubt in my mind that the Lord's order was intentional. And if you'll look again at verse number 12, the verse that we just read, you'll notice the Lord begins his horizontal commandments with the command, honor thy father and thy mother. And I believe that is also intentional. Now that's my opinion, but that's what I believe. I believe he intentionally started with the commandment, honor thy father and mother. Because normally speaking, if a child honors their father and mother, it's going to greatly hinder them from breaking these other five commandments. What I mean is, if you have a godly family unit, if you have, first of all, a husband and wife that are right vertically, if they're saved and they love God, and then if they're right with each other, if the husband is right with the wife and the wife is right with the husband as God says they're to be right, and then you have parents that are right with children, and children that are right with parents as God says they're to be right. In other words, the family unit is the way God says it's supposed to be. I promise you that's going to affect the way people live outside of their home. And I am convinced more now than I ever have been that the reason why you see so many children, and I don't mean little small children, I mean children of all ages doing some of the horrible, hellish, terrible things they're doing is because things are not the way they're supposed to be in the home. Because when things are like they're supposed to be in the home, if you've got children honoring their father and mother, think about it. If they're honoring their father and mother like God says, how many children are going to go out and kill somebody? Y'all following what I'm saying? And by the way, if you're wondering, that kill is interpreted in the New Testament by the Lord Jesus Christ as murder. That's what Jesus says it is. It's not talking about somebody being in the military or somebody defending themselves or anything like that. It's talking about cold-blooded murder. That's what it's talking about. And that is a violation of the commandments of God. But if you think about it, a child that honors their father and mother is not going to go out and just murder somebody. And not only that, but they're not going to commit adultery. Even as they get older, if they're honoring their father and their mother that's taught them the right way, they're not going to be unfaithful to their spouse. And they're not going to be a crook. They're not going to go around stealing from people. And they're not going to be a liar. Somebody that goes around bearing false witness, lying about other people all the time. Why? Because they're honoring what they've been taught by their mother and their father. They're not going to live discontented lives where they're always greedy and wanting what somebody else has if they're honoring their father and mother. So I have no doubt in my mind that the Lord intentionally started with honor thy father and mother, because a whole lot of problems in our world could be fixed right now, if the homes in our world would get right with God. There's no question about it. Listen to me. This world getting straightened out, this country, we all the time talking about how we want this country to get straightened out. Let me tell you where that begins. And it may shock you what I'm fixing to say. It doesn't begin in the church house. This country getting right does not begin in the church house. It begins in your house. And it begins in my house. It's one home, one family at a time. Us getting right with God will then spread out into this country, and one day the country would be right with God. So I know that the Lord intentionally started with honor thy father and mother. But be that as it may, since it is Father's Day, I'm going to preach a message that I've titled very simply, Honor Thy Father. Honor Thy Father. And what I'm going to do is use the word father as an acrostic. I'm going to let each letter in that word, in the word father, represent a word or words that describe ways we can honor our father. The first letter, obviously, is the letter F, and here's the word I'm going to give you. I'm going to try to move through these as quickly as I can. The first letter is the letter F, and here's the word follow. The word follow. I give you that word because one way that you can honor your father is by following his godly example. By following his godly example. Now some might say, my daddy isn't or wasn't a godly man. And that could very well be the case. Unfortunately, that's how it is sometimes. Sometimes you have a father who's not a godly man. But it is also possible that even though he's not a godly man per se, there's still some good things about his life that you could try to apply to your life. And this is something that I've seen numerous times. I've seen men that were not even saved. They were not even saved that had more character and more good things about them than a lot of saved men I know. Now that's a shame, and it ought not ever be that way. Amen? Hear what I'm fixing to tell you. A lost person should never outlive a saved person. A lost person should never outlive a saved person. But it happens all the time. There are men that never go to church. They never have made a profession of faith. They have no relationship, no personal relationship with the Lord, and yet they're men of integrity. They're men of honesty. They're hard workers. They get up each and every day and they go to work and they provide for their family. They're dependable. They got some character, some good qualities about them. So even if your dad is not a godly man per se, if he's the kind of man that has some good stuff about him, then try to mimic those things in your life. That's a way you can honor him, by following the good example that is set by your dad. But I'm talking mainly about following the godly example. That is a great way to honor your father. If you have a father that loves God, if you have a father that loves people the way God intends for people to be loved, if you have a father that's a man of the word, that studies, a man of prayer, a man that's a soul winner, a man that's faithful to church, a man that has good morals and believes in doing what is right in the eyes of God, one of the greatest ways you can honor that man is by following his godly example. I point this out because one thing that I've seen so many times, far more than I ever wanted to see, I have seen so many times where you have a child that dishonors the legacy of their father by living a wicked, ungodly life. I'm talking about kids that were brought up in a good home. They were raised right. They weren't raised by perfect parents. How many of you know there's no such thing? It's amazing to me that children seem like they expect their parents to be perfect when they ought to know they're not perfect themselves. Amen. There's no such thing as a perfect parent. So I'm not talking about people that were raised by perfect parents. I'm talking about people that were raised by good parents, godly parents, people that loved the Lord, that had given their life to Jesus Christ and served Him and trusted Him. They raised their kids. They brought them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And how did those kids repay their parents? Now they're living wicked, vile, ungodly lives, just out in the world, don't go to church. They just throw everything that they've been taught right back in the face of their parents. You talk about a dishonor to your father and your mother. What a horrible thing. If you want to honor your father, you follow his godly example. In the Old Testament, something you see several times is the Lord telling sons to walk in the ways of their father. Y'all ever notice that? You'll have a godly man, especially when you get in the book of Kings, which we're studying in Kings right now. You have one king after another that comes to the throne. And you'll see these kings that are godly men. And they lead the nation in revival. And you know what God tells their children? He tells their children to walk in the ways of their father. And that's one of the greatest ways that you can honor your father, to follow his godly example. I got to move on. Let me give you this second word. You have the letter F, then you have the letter A. And for the letter A, I'm going to give you the word affection. Affection. Just talking about some practical ways you can honor your father. You can show your father affection. That's a great way to honor your father. One thing you should never be afraid to do is hug your father's neck. Should never be afraid to do that. Should never be ashamed to do that. Should never be ashamed to do it. I don't care how old you are or how old he is. Never be ashamed to hug your father's neck. And I know this isn't always easy, because some people have these fathers that are not very affectionate. You know what I mean? They don't really give hugs, and they're not wild about getting hugs, that kind of thing. If you got one of those types of fathers, then it may be very challenging for you to give your daddy a neck hug. But listen, here's what I think. If you and your daddy don't hug, make sure it's on him and not on you. Make sure it's not your pride standing in the way, keeping you from hugging your daddy's neck and showing him some affection. There's nothing girly about that. There's nothing effeminate about that. It is a good, practical way that you can honor your dad. Just give him a good hug around his neck. I've mentioned before, none of them are present here today, but when I first came to this church almost 20 years ago, I met the Cooper family really for the first time. Brother Sam Cooper Jr. was in the church, still alive. That's the father of Brother Tim and Brother Scott and Brother Tony and Brother Ricky and the rest of them Coopers. And one thing I noticed right off the bat is that the men were men. And if you know the Coopers, you know that they're manly men. Is that how you say that? Manly men? Ever how you say that? They weren't these, you know, little limp-wristed, faggoty acting. I shouldn't have said that, should I? You know, limp-wristed, girly acting, effeminate talking, high-pitched sounding guys that make me want to stick my fingers down my throat and throw up. And look here, if that offends you, you hear what I'm saying? Because that mess is ungodly. You hear what I'm saying to you? It's vile and ought to make you sick to your stomach when you see a man like that. It really should. But they weren't that kind of people. They were always manly men. Brother Sam was, all his boys. But every time they came to church, it's back when we were over in this building. Brother Sam never got to see this building built right here. We was in the other building over there. Every time them men came in that church, you know what they did? They didn't care who saw them, and they didn't care what anybody else thought. Every one of them big old men walked up to their daddy and their mama and gave them a hug right there in front of everybody. Now, that doesn't mean they were spiritual, but it does mean they were honoring their mama and their daddy. And that is a good way that you can honor your father and honor your mother. Just give them some affection. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks. Give them a hug around the neck. Spend some time with them. Do good things for them. Here's what I want you to understand. And there's people in this building here today that will verify what I'm going to say, because some of us, our daddy's already gone. You need to show your father affection, because the day will come, if you live long enough and nature takes its course, where you give anything you own to be able to hug your daddy one more time. You give anything you own to be able to spend another hour with your father. You'd be willing to do that. Don't waste the opportunities that God gives you to honor your father by showing him affection. Number three, the letter T. And I'm going to give you two words to go with this letter. I'm going to give you the words tell and talk. Tell and talk. First of all, the word tell. You know, a way that you can honor your father is just telling him that you love him. Just tell him that you love him. And this kind of goes back to what I mentioned about the matter of affection. Sometimes people have one of those hard, tough, stern fathers that never tells them that he loves them. One thing that I've heard many times through the years is older people, especially older generation, considerably older than myself, talking about how when they were coming up, that they never heard their daddy say, I love you. And this is what they'll say. They'll say something like, well, he never told me, but he always showed me. Y'all heard that before? My daddy never told me he loved me, he just showed me. Well, I'm glad that he showed you, but I'm not going to make excuse for what's wrong. And I'm going to tell you that if a man doesn't tell his children he loves them, he's wrong. He's wrong for that. And you don't need to make excuse for it, because it's not right. I don't care how they were brought up and what went on. Listen to me. And I'm not trying to hold myself up as some big shining light or some example. My daddy died when I was 5 years old. I've never heard my father tell me I love you one time in my whole life on this planet. Not one time. And the men that I were brought up around never told me that they loved me. Not one time. And you know what I could do? I could get bitter, and I could let that mold me into that kind of person and do the same thing with my son. But I have chose not to make the same mistake. I tell my son repeatedly every day of his life. He gets put out with it, to tell you the truth about it, and wishes I wouldn't do it. But tough apple, as long as he lives with me, he's going to hear it. Amen? Like it or lump it. But I tell him every day of his life, again and again and again, that I love him. And I'm not just saying it. I mean it when I tell him that. I love him. I don't want to be this father to where when he gets grown later on in life and I'm gone and he's talking to people about me, he says, you know, I never heard my daddy tell me he loved me. He may be able to say an awful lot of bad things about his daddy and be right about it, but he ain't going to be able to say that one. Because I tell him, and I'm going to keep telling him. And a man that doesn't tell his children that he loves them is wrong. You may have that kind of father. I don't know. Here's my advice to you. Even if you got a father that never tells you, you know what you need to do? You need to tell him anyway. Tell him anyway. If he never reciprocates, if he never says back to you, I love you, tell him anyway. Honor your father just by saying, Daddy, I love you. He may never say it to you. Don't let that bother you. You tell him, I love you. Not only tell, but talk. Talk to him. Have conversations with your father. And this is something you can do. A lot of you are grown up now and you're out. This is something you can do even after you leave home. If your dad's still alive, you know what you can do? You can pick up a phone and call him, can't you? Just talk to him. Talk to your dad. Just call him up and say, Dad, I was thinking about you today. Had you on my mind. Just wanted to call and talk to you. Tell you that I love you. Tell you that I am grateful that you're my dad. These are simple, practical things, but they can go a long way in helping your relationship with your father. Just stay in contact. Keep in touch. Talk to him. Don't just call him when you want something. Know what I mean? Don't just call him when you want something. Just call him because you love him. You want to talk to him. The word T, or the letter T, tell and talk. Here's the letter H. I'll give you two words for this one. Heed and help. Heed and help. First of all, the word heed. What I mean by heed is you need to obey your father. Talking about a way to honor your father, obey your father. Y'all know what's still in the Bible? You know what's still in the Bible? Hadn't changed. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Isn't that still in the Bible? That's still in the Word of God? And hey, it'll always be in the Word of God. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Talking about what's right in the eyes of God. Children, it is right in the eyes of God for you to obey your father and mother. People say, I don't know what's right, what's wrong. Well, I can clarify some of that for you. It's right for you to obey your parents because that's what the Bible says. I know some people say, well, I'm grown and I'm out. I don't have to obey. That's right. If you're out of the house, you don't have to obey. If you're a lady, now you got to obey your husband. Y'all was hoping I wouldn't say that, wouldn't you? How many of y'all, I want to just show you how hypocritical some Christians are now. I just talked about how in the Bible it says children obey your parents, and all you, every last one of you, man, woman, would just sit back there shaking your head. I said that about you ladies obeying your husband, not one of you shook your head. Okay, well, praise the Lord. That's in the Bible, just like children obey your parents, isn't it? Only the men said amen. Did you notice that? What I'm telling you, if you're out of the home, you don't have to obey your parents. But I want to clarify something right here that seems to be a horrible misconception. I hear kids say this all the time. Mine says it occasionally. I can't wait till I get 18 years old. Then I can do whatever I want. But let me tell you something. You might be able to do whatever you want when you turn 18, but you're not going to do it where I live. You hear what I'm telling you? This is nonsense. This idea that when you get 18 years old, if you're still at home, you can just go and come and do whatever you want and you make the rules. That is nonsense. It's not right. If you're still living in that house, I don't care if you're 35 years old. If you still live in that home, you are to be subject to the rules of your mother and father. That's the way it ought to be. And any parent that lets their kid get away with a bunch of nonsense because they're 18 years old is a parent that's asking for trouble. And they ain't got good walking around sense, to be honest with you. It's amazing to me, these parents or these kids that live in a home and they boss their parents around and tell them what they are going to do and what they ain't going to do, and I'll come in when I get ready and I'll go out when I get ready. A lot of that stuff can be cleared up. One of them nights when they say, I'll go out and do what I want to, let them go on out. And when they get back, have every cotton-picking thing they have sitting on the front lawn of your house waiting for them and say, now you go live somewhere else. And it'll straighten a bunch of that nonsense up. You know why kids get away with what they get away with? Because moms and dads let them get away with it. That's why. If you want to honor your father, you do what your daddy says. You obey. Don't smart off and run your mouth, back talk. Hey, look, my dad was out of the picture, like I said, when I was really young. My mama, I guess, figured she had to make up for both. There was a time or two in my life that I back talked my mother when I was growing up. That's why my teeth ain't real pretty today. Because you back talk Betty, and you're going to get one across the lips, as Fred Sanford would say. You know what I'm talking about? I'm still of the old-fashioned notion that children ought to obey their parents because that's what the Bible says. You want to honor your dad? Heed what your dad says. Number two is help. Heed and help. Help your father. You want to honor him? He needs help. You help him. Don't make him have to go to everybody else in the world to get help. You help your daddy. Especially when he gets old and his health begins to deteriorate. When he gets old and his health is going down and he can't do the things that he once did, don't make him have to go to everybody else in the world for help. If you are able, you help your daddy. You honor him. And I realize that won't always be convenient because after all, we got our lives. And we got our careers, and we got our responsibilities. Let me remind you of something. When you were coming up, your daddy had his life and his career and his responsibilities, but you know what he did? He helped raise you. It wasn't always convenient for your father, but he did it anyway. So this mentality that because it's inconvenient, you're not obligated, that's nonsense. Who in the world ever said that doing the right thing was going to always be easy? Sometimes doing right's the hardest thing you'll ever do. But just because it's hard doesn't mean it shouldn't be done. And it may be inconvenient. It may make you have to go out of your way and make some sacrifices and rearrange your schedule and spend some money you didn't intend to spend. But hey, God expects you to honor your father. And the way you can do it is by helping your father when he needs help. It's a sad thing to see these parents, when they get up in years, get neglected by their children. Some of them just throw them off in a nursing home. And look here, I'm not saying that it's wrong for somebody to be put in a nursing home, okay? I know sometimes that's just the way it has to be. I get that. Do you know there's people up there in the Andalusia Manor right now who got dumped off in there by a sorry, good-for-nothing child that could be taken care of, and they don't even have the common decency to come by and talk to them? When my grandmother, some years back, before she passed away, she had to go into the nursing home. And she got put in a room with this other lady, an elderly lady. And one thing that woman used to remark about often was how every day somebody from my grandmother's family came to see her. And she was blown away by that. It was every day, like my mom and her sister Alma, I would go by there. Some of her sons would go by there. People in the family would go by and check on my granny every single day. You know that in all the time she was there, I never saw one person come in that room and check on that other woman. Not one time. And she talked about how her son didn't even come by to see her. Now that is sorry and low down, friend. You talk about a dishonor to your mom and dad. Help them out if you can. Here's the letter E. I got to move on. For the letter E, I'm going to give you the word express. What I mean by express is if you want to honor your father, express your gratitude to your father. Just tell him thank you. Say for what? For everything he's done for you? For everything he continues to do if he's still alive and he's still a part of your life? For everything he keeps doing right now? You know what us kids are bad about doing? Sometimes we're just bad about taking our mom and dad for granted, aren't we? Aren't we? Sometimes we are. We don't even stop to say thank you like we ought to. We just kind of expect it. Here a while back, my son and I were having a conversation about something. He was talking about something that I don't want to tell you, but I said, well, look, son, you got me and your mama. We love you and we do this and that. And he said, well, look, y'all my mom and dad, y'all supposed to do stuff like that. What I'm saying, us kids, we just sort of expect that our parents are going to do something, that they're just supposed to do that. And because of this attitude of expectation, oftentimes we take them for granted and we fail to simply say, thank you for what you've done. Think back, those of you even now that are older, think back to when you were young and your life and the things that your dad and your mom did for you. Think about it. Think about how they made sure you had a roof over your head. Isn't that a blessing? Those of you that were present with us last Sunday night, we had a missionary here. Missionary of the Philippines. Has a children's home there. How many of you were present then? I can't remember how many was here. You know one thing he told us about the Philippines? Showed us? Was just the untold thousands of little kids that live out in the street over there in the Philippines. Showed us pictures of it. They don't even have a home. They're sleeping on steps, sleeping in cardboard boxes. Where they live. I don't know about you, but I didn't grow up that way. Now, we didn't have no big fancy house. It was just kind of an old house my granddaddy built. Wasn't fancy at all. But I had a roof over my head. You grow up with a roof over your head. You grow up not sleeping in a cardboard box. You know what you ought to do? If he's still around, you ought to pick up the phone today and call your daddy and tell him thank you for making sure you had a roof over your head. Because you could be one of those kids sleeping out in a box somewhere. Food on the table. If we had anything when I was growing up, brother, we had food to eat. Thank God for that. Had clothes on our back. Things that you wanted coming up. You know something parents do? They don't just give us the things we need. Sometimes they give us what we want, don't they? Don't they? I mean, you think about it. Wasn't there times in your life when your dad or your mom gave you something that was more than what you needed? It was just something they knew you wanted, but they gave it to you. You know why they gave it? Because they love you. You know what you can do? You can say thank you for that. Express your gratitude. Here's the last word. For the letter R, I'm going to give you the word respect. Think about honoring your father. You know one way you can honor your father is you can respect him. You can call him sir. Sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. That's still right in my eyes. Can be submissive and not rebel against him. Don't curse him and say ugly things to him or about him. Never raise your hand against him. Respect your father. I got two things I want to say and I'm going to be done. First of all, I want to say this. Every one of these things we've talked about also applies to your Heavenly Father. Have y'all noticed that? Talk about honoring our Father. Let me say this. If you're saved, you have the greatest Father anybody could ever have. The Lord, your Father. And every one of these things applies to Him. Follow. The Bible says be followers of God as dear children. We ought to try to be like the Lord. Affection. We're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. You can honor God by loving Him the way He expects to be loved. Tell and talk. You know what you can do? You can tell your Heavenly Father you love Him and you can talk to Him constantly. Doesn't the Bible still say pray without ceasing? Every day your Father likes to hear from you. He likes to hear from you. Heed and help. You can obey your Heavenly Father, and as the Bible says, you can be a co-laborer with God. You can get involved and let Him use your life to accomplish His will down here. Express your gratitude to your Heavenly Father. Tell Him thank you and respect. Never take His name in vain. Always respect. You hear these people, the man upstairs, I tip my hat to the man upstairs and all. What a disrespectful way to talk about God. What a horrible, hellish thing to say. He ain't the man upstairs. He's God. He's your Father, and He deserves your respect. Let me show you this, and I'm all finished. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. This is the last thing I want you to see. See, why does all this matter? Why does it matter if I honor my father, or if I don't? Well, in Ephesians chapter 6, I want you to notice what the scripture says. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1. This is a verse I quoted a little bit ago. The Bible says, children, Paul talking to the Christians in Ephesus, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. But then he says this, and he's quoting, by the way, from Exodus chapter 20. He says, honor thy father and mother. And then look at this, he puts in parenthesis, which is the first commandment with promise. You go back and study those Ten Commandments, you find that honor thy father and mother is the first one that has a promise connected to it. And back there, the promise was to Israel. You know what the promise was? We read it earlier. The promise was, you honoring your father and your mother so that you may live long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. But now how does Paul apply that? Look at verse 3, Ephesians 6, 3. How does it apply to us under grace? Number one, that it may be well with thee. And number two, that thou mayest live long on the earth. You know what that has to do with? One of them has to do with the quality of your life. And the other has to do with the quantity of your life. See what he says? That it may be well with thee. That's quality. The other, that thou mayest live long on the earth. That's quantity. Why does it matter whether you honor your father or not? Well, according to what I read in the Bible, it matters, because whether you, if you don't honor him, then it's going to affect your life on earth. You're going to have less quality of life, and you're not going to live as long as somebody who chooses to honor their Father. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you again today thankful for the opportunity that we have to be here. Lord, I do pray that you'd help each one of us to take to heart your word and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together.